Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Solidarity and compassion. As Christians, how can we trust that values like nonviolence, the path of descent, simplicity of life, forgiveness and healing, preference for the poor, and radical grace itself are as important as they are unless Jesus also said so? Jesus is our central reference point. Jesus spends most of his ministry alongside the marginalized and people at the bottom of society's hierarchies. His primary social program and main form of justice work is solidarity with suffering itself, wherever it is. Thus, our central emphasis is on contemplation and spiritual conversion. Our work is the work of human and divine transformation. The experience of universal kinship and solidarity with God, ourselves, and the rest of the world is a grounded runway for significant peacemaking, justice work, social reform, and civil and human rights. Such work flows from a positive place, even a unitive place, where I and the Father are one. Solidarity and compassion are themselves the healing. It feels like weakness, but it finally changes things in very creative, patient, and humble ways. Solidarity is learned and expressed in contemplation, non-dual or unitive consciousness, and specific actions of communion with human suffering. We need a contemplative mind in order to do compassionate action. Our first gaze at ourself is often critical, negative, and demanding, not at all helpful to us or to others. Such guilt and shame are never from God. God leads by compassion, never by condemnation. God offers us the grace to weep over our sins more than to perfectly overcome them, to humbly recognize our littleness rather than to become big. This kind of weeping and wandering keeps us both askew and awake at the same time. Feel God's mark and protection. enjoy God's so often proven love and protection. Only after God has taught us how to live undefended can we immediately stand with and for others and for the moment. A life of solitude and silence invariably leads to the second gaze, the gaze of compassion. Looking out at life from the place of divine intimacy is really all we have and all we have to give, although we don't always do it. Contemplation and compassion are finally coming together. This is our second gaze. It is well worth waiting for because only the second gaze sees fully and truthfully. It sees itself, the other, and even God with God's own compassionate eyes. True action must spring from this place. Otherwise, most of our action is merely reaction and cannot bear fruit that will last. Rest in this knowing. Loving and necessary creative tension. Practical truth is more likely found at the bottom and the edges than at the top or center of most groups, institutions, and cultures. To function on the spiritual edge of things is to learn how to move safely in and out, back and forth, across and return. It is a prophetic position, not a rebellious or antisocial one. When we live on the edge of anything, with respect and honor, and this is crucial, we are in an auspicious and advantageous position. Jesus teaches us as disciples to go on the road, preach to all the nations and to all creation. Leave your home base and connect with other worlds. Don't take any baggage. And submit to the hospitality and even the hostility of others. Risk leaving your security systems, and yet, paradoxically, be gatekeepers for them. Jesus calls himself the gate where people will go freely in and out. What amazing permission! He is more a place of entrance and exit than a place of settlement. The unique and rare position of a biblical prophet is always on the edge of the inside, living precariously with two perspectives held tightly together. These perspectives are held in a loving and necessary creative tension. When we are both inside and outside, we are an ultimate challenge, possible reformers, and lasting invitations to a much larger world. Every care should be taken to hold fast to what has been believed everywhere, always, and by all. That is truly and properly Catholic. In other words, if it is true, then it has to be true everywhere and all the time, or it is not true. Most of history was content with cultural truth, denominational truth, national truth, scientific truth, rational truth, factual truth, personal truth. Yet, true religion always affirms the big truth, beyond any of these limited truths. This is what makes authentic religion inherently subversive and threatening to all the systems of power and control. It always says, yes, and. Such recognition of authority beyond our own group is structurally demanded of Christians by the fact that our Bible includes the Hebrew Bible. Inclusivity is valued from the start. The implication should be clear. We have been taught by non-Christian authorities from the beginning. The door is open and must remain open, or we become insular Christians instead of Catholic ones. Even Paul is willing to quote non-Jewish sources and worldviews in order to preach a more universal message. This is our heritage, using universal wisdom to teach Christian truth. No single group will ever encompass the magnificent and always mysterious reign of God. If it is the perennial tradition, it will somehow keep reoccurring at different levels and in different forms from different voices and disciplines. Great truth will be believed everywhere, always, and by all. Rest in this knowing. Discovering. Life is about discovering the right questions more than having the right answers. This principle keeps us on the path of ongoing discernment, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit. The key concept here is the contrast between the words discovering and having. A discerning and inquiring spirit will make us discoverers in touch with our hidden unconscious and the deeper truth. The depth and mystery of God leaves all of us as perpetual searchers and seekers, always novices and beginners. It is the narrow and dark way of faith. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. There is something inherently valuable about an attitude of spiritual curiosity. The soul is formed by expansion. The soul sees itself in God, the other, flowers and trees, animals, and even the enemy. Similarity instead of separateness. The long journey of transformation leads us to ask new questions about our own goodness and where goodness really lies. Spiritual seekers and self-questioners are led by the Spirit into ever deeper seeing, hearing, surrendering, and into the hands of the living God. Truly seek God. Spiritual seeking will make a person be a perpetual and humble student, a quester, an always impatient, yearning, and desirous lover, discovering the real and only quest. The true self is who you are because of divine indwelling, the Holy Spirit within you. What happened in Christ, the Anointed One, is an announcement of what is happening in all of us. We are children of heaven and earth, both at the same time. Much of our inner work is bringing those two identities together, just as Jesus did. Putting the human and the divine together is what it means to be the Christ. You too have been stamped with the seal of the Holy Spirit that was promised. This is the pledge of your inheritance. Each of us has inherent union with God. When we are separated from our deepest being, we are in the state of sin. When we are disconnected from our true self in God, We look for various false and addictive ways to fill our emptiness. We all suffer from a terrible case of mistaken identity. Yet, it is all passing away. The true self is characterized by communion and deep commitment. The true self is the realigned self, which is who we are in God and who God is in us. It is a participation in a universal being that is beyond our being. Our lives are not about us. We are about life. Rest in this knowing. Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.